give me your Holy Spirit, and then an evil spirit came? I don't know. I have trouble believing that, because it says, Jesus said, which man is there of you whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? You know, and if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? He says, so if you and your evil know how to give good things to your children, how much more shall your Father in heaven give good things to those that ask him? And he can give us the Holy Ghost that way too, all right? But okay, but let's say people receive another spirit, because maybe they're searching for another Jesus. I didn't know what Jesus I was looking for at the time, so, you know. Well, I'll grant you, maybe it was an evil spirit. Okay, I'd find that hard to accept, but let's just say it was. Well, now what do? I was there seeking Jesus and I got a spirit. Should I just say, ah, not good enough? It might have been an evil spirit. I need a more sure word. I need something more. I tell you, if something happens to you like that, you've just got to go with it. Because I have to take it as, well, God answered my prayer. I mean, what am I going to do? Wait around for something bigger? He might get mad at me. He sends me his spirit, and I'm like, that's not good enough, God. And what kind of fool would that make me? A big one, I'll tell you. That would make me a big fool. If God sent me his spirit, and I was like, well, I think it was an evil spirit. Yeah, sure, I turned from alcohol and drugs. Yeah, sure, it changed my life. Stopped smoking. Yeah, sure, I had a revelation in the scriptures, and my mind was totally rearranged, and just an explosion of knowledge and all that. But, you know, that probably was just an evil spirit. What kind of fool would I be? But now, having received that spirit, what about another spirit? A spirit that would lead me away from that. A spirit that would lead me back towards the things I used to believe. And I've had spirits like that come at me. I don't mean in the spirit world, I mean in real people. People who have that old spirit saying, you need to repent and come back. You need to return to the doctrines of, you know, of the Shepherd's Chapel or whatever. That's all I have to return to. So what else would I, you know, the reason I talk about it, that was my church. That was where I came up. Another, you know, they come with other spirits to bring you back. Or another gospel. You know, the different, now they're going to come with a different way to me. Oh, you don't have to, Paul, you don't have to walk uprightly. Just relax. Just don't deny your human nature. You know, you're going to do some sinning. Just stay away from the worst kinds of sins and you're all right. Just don't go sodomizing people and, you know, stay off the crack. Maybe a little marijuana. I mean, that's not so bad, right? Maybe, you know, just a little drink. Oh, you don't need to add your faith. All you need is faith plus nothing. Faith plus nothing equals salvation. Even though the apostle said add to your faith, I've got another gospel that just says, just believe. Believe and receive. Well, I do believe and I want to receive. I believe and I want to receive the promises, but I want to receive the full catalog of promises available to a Christian. Because they're not just available, they are required. He has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. You know, that by these promises we may be partakers of the divine nature. So I spent a lot of time on those first four verses. Quite a lot of time. But they are jam-packed with an important idea. Our minds should not be corrupted away from a very simple fact. That Christ died for our sins, and he wanted that we may be made the righteousness of God in him. He became sin for us, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That's a simple fact of the gospel. You know, it can always be summed up in just a sentence or so, right? We got to be made the righteousness of God. We don't just, you know, believe and then just sort of slough off our finishing of the work. We think God just, you know, God, What did he give us this life just to, I don't know, experiment? Don't you think that there's some reason behind us being able, like, let's say I believe, why not just die the next moment? You know, instead of messing around with the rest of the life. I mean, I got to take care of people. Okay, responsibilities. Okay. Oh, but I mean, but there's more to it than that. There's something to be completed in our, there's a race to be run, and we want to be crowned. We want to be victorious. We want to win. And what is it we are being crowned with? I want to be crowned with righteousness. That's what I want to gain by running. Verse 5. For I suppose I was not a whit behind the very chiefest apostles. But though I be rude in speech, yet not in knowledge, but we have been thoroughly made manifest among you in all things. And here he's being somewhat sarcastic. I suppose I was not a little, even a bit behind, not a whit. What does not a whit mean? In nothing. Behind or lacking or somehow a deficit. The very chiefest apostles. Hooper. Which is kind of like... There was someone who translated this extra super apostles. The very chiefest apostles. Yes. Hooper Leon. Leon is exceeding. And Hooper is like over. Like hypertension. Our word hyper comes from Hooper. Or hypo. No. Hypo is under. Hooper is over. Yeah. Hooper is the same as hyper in our English. You know, the hyper exceeding apostles. The super duper apostles. I mean, there are some others who think they're really, a super preacher. You know, Billy Graham comes to mind. He's an extra super apostle. Man, he's all over the place. If he lives, I don't know if he's still alive. You know, but big guy. I suppose I was not. And nothing behind the super duper apostles. But meaning, he didn't see himself as being behind these super duper apostles, but maybe other people did. You know, they've got big TV shows, he's just got nothing. You know, they've got their fancy studios. He's just on a shortwave radio in his basement, you know, so to speak, not, you know, whatever. I'm just saying, I'm comparing it to sort of modern times, trying not to compare myself.